This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. And yes, we are in fundraising mode. We're in the final days of our fund drive for winter 2020, attempting to raise some funds so we can continue on doing what we've been doing for so long and more so, if that makes any sense to anyone out there at this point. I don't know. I'm kind of loopy right now, but 516-620-3602 is the number to call to show your support to this radio station. 516-620-3602, or go to give to WBAI.org online. Usually at this time, on the ground with Esther Everam would be on the air. That show is preempted today for more fundraising broadcasting here on WBAI. And before we go into that program, I just wanted to remind people that there will be a screening tonight of the film, of the documentary, Crown Heights, and that starts at 7 p.m. That is presented by Isaac Ferguson, who is part of the Midnight Ravers, as well as Caribbean Voices and Beyond. And he, and that will feature special guests Colin Warner and Antoine Walker and Carl King. And the panel will include both Carl and Colin will speak for about 5 minutes each, followed by a panel discussion. It will be moderated by Judy Newton, retired NYPD detective and 2021 City Council candidate attorney Lincoln Waters, and James Caldwell, and also the president of Community Relations 77 Precinct will be on the panel as well. So that is another community event presented by Isaac Ferguson. He is the host of Caribbean Voices and Beyond, as well as one of the contributors to the Midnight Ravers as well, too. So that's something that we do here. We have to do more of that, I agree, but this is something that what makes us distinct and unique comparing to our other radio stations across the tri-state area. We rely on you, the community out there, so we can provide you this type of material and this type of information. And for us to be out in the community bringing up these subjects and these topics, it's more the reason why you should donate to this radio station, so we can continue on doing things like that, to present films like Invasion, which was on the air, which was presented yesterday by John King and Regan De Leon's, as well as Crown Heights, which is going to air. Well, not air, but it's going to be presented tonight at the Commons Cafe, 388 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, which is right above us here at WBAI. And yeah, that's it. So enough of me talking. We're going to go into the next program. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned.
From New York City, it's the Gary Noel Show.
He came from somewhere back in the long ago. The sound of every fool don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created.
And now, your host, Gary Noel.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Noel. Nice to have you with us today. What we're going to talk about today is something that's very serious on everyone's mind, should be the coronavirus. And we've had different times when we've had concern about virus, the SARS virus, for example. But this is a little different. We don't know whether it was man-made, humans made it in a laboratory somewhere in the world. We don't know that yet. We know it's been mismanaged, the entire effort. In fact, I was just watching a report of how a cruise ship with over 2,400 passengers and a staff of 1,020, I believe. First, they thought they didn't have any infections, then just a few. It turned out there were over 400 people end up coming infected, and that's because there's a latency period with a lot of viruses. Your body's trying to fight them, but in time, you are overwhelmed, cytokines, these inflammatory agents, and only then do you get a fever that is largely due to the body fighting back, and that's when they measure your forehead and say, oh, your temperature's up, so therefore you could be infected, then they do further testing. But there's an incubation period where you're shedding, you're breathing, you're touching surfaces, you touch your nose, you touch your mouth, touch your eyes. These are the entry points. And now every place that you've touched, it can stay for up to 9 days on that surface area. And so I'm very concerned. They did not quarantine the people on the ship. So that meant that if you've ever been on a cruise ship?
Gary, no, I haven't been. Actually, I was on a cruise ship some time ago, and it's like a petri dish of possible infectious diseases all around.
You are correct. I did a health cruise. The Queen Elizabeth asked me would I come on and do a cruise, a two-week cruise with him. And they were nice people, and it was a really nice group of people, and we spent 2 weeks together. And I was supposed to give a two-hour lecture each day, right? Well, I ended up doing about 14 hours a lecture a day because they didn't have a whole lot of other things they were interested in except their health. So I was going table to table during dinners, talking with people, and it's a nice group of people. It was a lot of people. And I was glad when it was over. I can tell you that. I just went back and just fell into bed and slept. In any case, they feed you nonstop. I mean, all day long and all night they're feeding you. And people keep queuing up to these food tables. But they're out in the open. And then you go to the different concerts, which are generally good, entertaining. But you're exposed to 1,000, 1,500 people in one room into their big banquet rooms. And you'll hear people coughing and sneezing. You think, well, they're 20 feet away. It doesn't matter. It does matter. In fact, when you talk loud, just loud, you can throw water droplets from your mouth 50 feet out into the air. Now imagine everyone, the whole room, as you said, is a petri dish. What if one of those people have a particular infection? Any kind of bacterial infection in their lungs, maybe they have a non-productive dry cough, they're coughing all the time, but they're shedding, and they're shedding viral materials. So that's why I'm very concerned. So what I've done is I've done two things today. First, for everyone, I want to just give you a little background of what you can do to help protect yourself. First and foremost, just proper hygiene. In your house, have a bottle, a spray, just a, you know, one of the little containers you can spray and fill it with isopropyl, just rubbing alcohol. And you spray your doorknob, spray your refrigerator handles and your faucet handles, your toilet handles, every door in the house, spray your keyboard, spray your telephone, and then wipe it down. It is the wiping down that causes the viral bacteria, the envelope around it to become shattered. So it's just not spraying it, it's rubbing it. And then just if someone's sick, have them use paper, not regular utensils, because you don't have autoclave equipment. You're not going to get that water up hot at 700 degrees. You're just not going to do it. So if you can't sterilize something, then you could become infected. Now remember, restaurants have dishwashers. Some do, some don't. But a lot don't. In which case, then, you could be having a glass and you could pick up herpes from that glass of water. People have no idea how contaminated things really are. I'm not asking people to live in a bubble. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting we have to be smarter and not cavalier going forward. So hygiene is important. It's just like, you know, I'm not saying this to gross anyone, but as a nation, we're wipers, not washers. It's interesting, you go to other countries and you'll see bidets in the bathroom. You know, they will do their business, then mm-hmm. they soap and water and they're cleaning themselves.
Right.
But if you don't, those bacteria migrate, and these are very toxic bacteria, like E. coli, from there down into the genitalia, and that's how millions of Americans get urinary tract infections, because they go in through the urethra into the bladder. And then we have all this, you know, cost and pain and time to deal with it when if we just washed ourselves. But we're not terribly hygienic. And people with beards and mustaches are extremely unhygienic, because even if they take a shower, once they defecate and once they wipe themselves, they forget and they stroke their beard or mustache. And we touch our mouth about 250 times per day. So in effect, we're infecting ourselves, reinfecting ourselves. We don't clean our toothbrush. We should put it upside down in some hydrogen peroxide. Because if we don't, and we've had a cold or flu, or we have some form of a virus or bacteria, every time we go to brush our teeth, we're reinfecting ourselves. Same way with our telephone. That's why if you're infected, yeah, every time you use the phone, you have to take alcohol. Just a simple little process. Spritz it on the phone and wipe it down. Same way with your keyboard. And most keyboards are loaded with pathogenic bacteria and viruses. Simple things. Not expensive. Easy to do. Now, the coronavirus is an enveloped single-stranded RNA virus belonging to the coronaviridae family. And the coronavirus causes upper respiratory tract and gastrointestinal infections in mammals and birds. In humans, it mainly causes the common cold, but complications, including pneumonia, can occur and do. And most reported deaths from current coronavirus pandemics seem to be associated with subsequent pneumonia infections and severe coronavirus strains leading to acute respiratory syndrome, such as, well, we've had in the past, the Chinese SARS, S-A-R-S, outbreak in 2003, and the MERS, M-E-R-S, or the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome that killed many in the Middle East. So what can you do? Well, a couple things. First, let's do the easy thing. There's an article in the peer-reviewed journal Orthomolecular News from January 2020, just a month ago, based on 30 clinical studies confirming the antiviral activity of vitamin C. Now, most studies on vitamin C and viruses focus upon influenza, but there is some evidence that every virus responds in some way to vitamin C treatment, either by mega oral doses, like 10,000 milligrams a day, or intravenous, 100 to 150,000 daily. Now, the Virginia Commonwealth University School of Medicine study recommended IV vitamin C for coronavirus and rhinovirus and enterovirus. Now, there's a meta, which means many different studies looking for similarities. They analyzed this mega dose of vitamin C, confirming that daily supplementation significantly lessened duration of the common cold, often coronavirus, in 9 randomized controlled studies. Then vitamin D3. Now, this is particularly important for people of color, because if a light complexion person goes in the sun, a moderate complexion and a dark complexion person, the one that will receive the most vitamin C is the light complexion, because it's converted by sunlight in the skin. And the one receiving the least amount of vitamin D would be the darker skin, because the melanin blocks this. So therefore, I suggest supplementing, actually taking vitamin D3, 10,000 units a day to establish normal vitamin D levels. And there's a Dr. John Cannell, C-A-N-N-E-L. He recommends 50,000 units a day for 5 days, then reduce it to 5,000 daily to maintain healthy levels. And the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, March 2010, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study for warding off flu and flu-like viruses during cold season showed a 58% reduced risk when you're using vitamin D. Columbia University Medical Center, they did a randomized trial of monthly vitamin D significantly prevented respiratory cold complications in children. St. Michael's Hospital in the University of Chicago, high-dose vitamin D necessary in the winter months to prevent respiratory tract infections that include the coronavirus. But a real powerful, I mean super powerful, impact against all viruses, and you can read this in the Journal of Nanotechnology, October 2005, the study by the University of Texas and the Mexico University concluded that silver nanoparticle kills HIV-1 within 3 hours and virtually any other virus. And there was a large study by Japan's National Defense Medical College Research Institute that published in the Journal of Molecular Sciences recommended Japanese healthcare workers take nano silver to protect themselves from viruses such as the coronavirus. And then a couple teaspoons per day, let's say, I would suggest most people would take 10 to 20 parts per million. I would suggest 500 parts per million, one teaspoon per day. And here's how silver works. Silver, in the form we're talking about, colloidal silver, binds to membranes of viruses to limit its oxygen supply and essentially suffocates it. It binds to the virus's DNA to prevent it from multiplying. So that's another thing you can do. Then there's the old wise elderberry. There's a large body of studies showing its inhibitory effects on influenza and other flu-like viruses. Also, for lessening the duration of colds and respiratory infections, from Griffith University in Australia, there's a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. Hebrew University Medical School, quote, elderberry extract seems to offer an efficient, safe, and cost-effective treatment for influenza. And Emory University and Johns Hopkins University says that it inhibited infectious bronchitis virus, including coronavirus, at early point during viral replication. And finally, astragalus, astragalus, one of the most thoroughly studied herbs in all of history, strongly antiviral and antibacterial, and it is a standard medical herb used in traditional Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine, mainly for fighting infections. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Avian Disease and Oncology Laboratory found it inhibits avian flu viruses. And a study was replicated in Jilin Institute of Animal Sciences in China. In Shanghai Medical University, showed that the Coxsackie virus, another flu-like respiratory infection, is inhibited by astragalus. And then Manipal University in India, it's effective against the coronavirus, adenovirus, herpes, rhinovirus, parainfluenza, and hepatitis B. I would also add in olive leaf extract. And these studies have shown it's effective against the cold and flu viruses, meningitis, pneumonia, which is the co-infection being seen in recent coronavirus deaths, hepatitis B, gonorrhea, and tuberculosis. And New York University School of Medicine study, olive leaf extracts reversed HIV-1 infections and published an article in the Journal of Biochemical and Biophysical Research. There's the University of Auckland in New Zealand studied olive leaf extracts' ability to treat respiratory illness, including coronavirus, in randomized trials. Now, there are other things you can do, there are herbs targeting SARS-related coronaviruses, and there's a lot of that. But I just wanted to share that. And, of course, if you're infected, I recommend ozone, absolutely. So those are the things I would start with. Those are things we can do that are not expensive. And then there is the superstar. And for that, I'm going to introduce you once again to Dr. Roy Spicer. Dr. Spicer got his PhD in immunology bacteriology from Rutgers University. He is a specialist in waterborne and infectious conditions, and he is studying the mini ionic filter. This is what I travel with everywhere. If you come to my lectures, I'm generally wearing dark because this little ionic filter is about 2 inches long, light like an ounce or two, and nobody knows I'm wearing it. But I'm wearing that because it's throwing off a protective barrier around my head, because for every lecture, Michael G., as you know, I do for 2 hours, I generally wait 2 to 3 hours afterwards, answering people's questions.
Right, that's right.
So they're right up in my face. I don't know what kind of infection they have because a lot of times they're shedding, especially after they've gotten a flu vaccine. They're shedding for the next 2 to 3 weeks. And even the coronavirus or other viruses you could have, they may not even be at the advanced infectious stage, so they wouldn't be manifesting the symptoms, but they're talking, and just talking, you can throw the virus and bacteria right in someone's face. So I want to show you what I believe would be a way to help you with all forms of bacteria and different viruses and dust and molds and danders from getting into your mouth and your nose. And by the way, every time I'm on an airplane, you bet I wear this. In fact, there was once where a flight attendant says, "What's that?" And I said, "This is just a little ionic." "Well, we don't allow that." I said, "Of course you do. I wear it all the time." "Well, I don't know about it." I left the plane. I'm not about to fly. It's a petri dish.
Well, yeah.
They can't. The air in every plane is polluted. I wear it to movies. I wear it in elevators. I wear it when I lecture. I wear it in a cab. I don't know who's been in that cab and coughing, and that is all still in the air. I'm not being paranoid, and that's why I've never been sick. Okay? Ask yourself, when was the last time you heard I was sick? When was the last time I couldn't do a radio show? The only thing that happens is I do so much lecturing, so much counseling every day, 7 days a week, that my voice gets a little strained. But no, you don't see me in bed or in a hospital with some disease. And that's not because I'm immune. I'm not. That's not because, you know, I have some way of handling it. I don't. I'm just as vulnerable as anyone else. I just take precautions. I believe in the precautionary principle. Let's say hello to Dr. Roy Spicer.
And hi, as we say hello to Dr. Spicer, I just want to let the listeners know, Gary, that we have a fantastic offer that we're going to talk about just after you hear from Dr. Spicer. So I want you to stand by and remember our number, 516-620-3602. Stand by. You'll listen to Dr. Spicer. You'll hear Gary. And then we'll be offering this to you for a pledge of support, supporting this radio station WBAI. Dr. Spicer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Hi, Roy. Just to do a classroom on the air, let's assume that people do not know the power of viruses and bacteria and molds and other airborne particulate matter and what happens when it gets into our body and how it can manifest. And we're not talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about all different types of things we're exposed to and what we can do preventatively, and then the mechanisms, the proof, the scientific studies, the university studies on the Minic Ionic. The form is yours. Take your time. We have no rushing here.
Well, first, Gary, you covered a lot of information on how to protect yourself generally, you know, from infectious diseases that are commonly in the air and on surfaces. I studied this microbiology when I was in the Department of Health in New Jersey, and I saw firsthand when people came back from traveling around the world, even in the United States, that they would pick up some really nasty bugs, whether it was parasites, bacteria. And when you're traveling, especially, you know, you're outside your house, you're exposed to all kinds of germs, more particularly in the last 20, 30 years. And I was also in the Air Force, in the medics, I saw soldiers come back from Vietnam, and they had these very exotic viruses that no one knew what they were. They would come back jaundiced, and, you know, literally had to quarantine them because we didn't know what we were dealing with. So the problem today is that you have all these new viruses developing. I'm down here in Florida, and several years ago they had the Zika virus. It wasn't natural to our environment. Came from Brazil. People came up into Florida and Miami, and the mosquitoes bit these people, and it started spreading. Now it's across the United States, and it's tens and tens of thousands of cases. So there's all things we're exposed to, and we're in high-risk environments every day because you don't know who's around you, where they're coming from, what they're bringing in. I mean, how do you get malaria in New York City? They've had cases in the city because people come from countries that have it, and they bring it up here, and you find it in these infectious settings in hospitals. So the first step is, and you've covered it really well as far as building the immune system, but you also need to be aware of your environment and also have a protective strategy or techniques that are useful to protect yourself from being exposed and also contracting all kinds of bugs, that are potentially in your environment. Aside from the other particles that are in the environment, we have smoke, pollen, molds, perfumes, dust. These are allergens are in the environment everywhere you go, whether you're in an airplane, you're in a car, you're driving down the road, you're traveling, you're in theater, you're in an elevator. These are all points of exposure where you can come in contact with respirable particles that can be either infectious or non-infectious, but they can harm your health. So being aware of it is first. Then having a strategy and having something with you that you can take anywhere you go. Obviously, for air cleaning, you can't walk around with a big air filter. That's not practical. You know, most air filters, even a small one, are going to weigh 5, 10, 15 pounds. An effective one could be 30, 40 pounds. Plus, you need something, whether you're at your desk, in an office, for example. A lot of people work in offices where they have copy machines where they're producing gaseous odors. There are germs floating around the building. You're in closed environments. Any kind of contaminant can get into your breathing space. So particularly today, we're concerned about the viruses because you're hearing it on the news. You know, we also have flu season, which, of course, is as lethal or more lethal than a coronavirus. But my concern here is that this particular virus, when it infects somebody and you don't have symptoms, you can be a carrier and you can affect other people even though you're asymptomatic. Whereas with, say, the flu, you're usually sneezing or coughing, you have some symptoms, and then you're aerosoling the germs into the environment and they discharge. And the dangerous thing is that viruses can travel not just a few feet, but they can travel throughout a building. They've done the studies with SARS, and I was involved with this SARS epidemic when they got it up in Canada. The hospitals, the workers, the healthcare workers, even after the SARS was wiped out and they didn't have any patients in the building, these viral particles, they dry up and they can float around the environment. They can float in the air ducts, and hospital care workers were infected with SARS after patients were gone from the hospital months later. And this is a little bit concerning, obviously, because, you know, you can say there's an epidemic now or it's going to spread, but even when it's over, you have to be aware that there's still viral particles floating around in your environment that you have to be concerned about. So the mini-ionic, the mini-mate, is a personal air protective device. And like you mentioned, it's very portable, it's very small. This is the latest generation, and the studies that have been done that have tested this, they've shown, for example, the one study, evaluation of ionic air purifiers, reducing aerosol exposure in confined indoor spaces by Dr. Grinspun, Manolis et al. This was done at the Center for Health-Related Aerosol Studies. It was published in Indoor Air in 2005. And what it shows is that when you wear this particular device, and it's very crucial that you understand that it's the amount of ions produced. The more ions that you produce, the more unipolar ions you produce, the higher the concentration, the more effective the device. So there was a lot of devices out there that were early stages that just didn't produce the amount of ions, and they really weren't that effective. So this particular device, the mini-ionic, mini-mate, has been shown in this one study. The removal efficiency of this more powerful purifier reduces airborne or aerosol particles in your breathing space, that's about in a foot and a half radius, 50% after 15 minutes and almost 100% after 1.5 hours of continuous operation. This is under calm air conditions. So if you're in an office or a confined space on a plane, anywhere, within 15 minutes, you're reducing the aerosol particles in your breathing space by 50%. So what are aerosol particles? Anything that's a particulate, it could be a virus, a bacteria, it could be a dust particle. The mini-ionic, mini-mate will reduce the particles by 50% in 15 minutes. So if you're stationary, you're on a 2-hour flight or 3-hour flight, you wear this continuously, your breathing space is protected from particles that you're not breathing in. That's incredibly important. Now, quite a few years ago, they had a woman that traveled on a plane. She had tuberculosis. She was infective, and she was sneezing and coughing on the plane, and a lot of people got infected. So even if you're sitting several rows away in the plane, these viruses and particles circulate around the plane. It's a closed environment. And they've shown that the filters in planes are not effective against reducing viruses significantly. So generally on a plane, they don't take the filters out and clean them. They don't clean the air. You go on a plane after people have been on it, you go, these planes will be in operation continuously. You're going to have a lot of infected particles. Well, if I have to fly, I bring a kit with me. So I take the mini ionic, I take disinfection wipes, plastic latex gloves, and I wipe the seats down. I always wear the mini ionic when I travel in the airport and through the plane. I wear it throughout the flight. If I have to go in the bathroom, I wipe everything down because they're radioactive in there. You know, they're just filthy, and they're loaded with germs. So you can contract an infection just flying on a plane. Putting the seat down, the table down, and eating with that, there's a lot of germs. So you have to be aware that you're always exposed to germs, and particularly in the air. The only method to protect yourself is either wear a mask, and those masks are not available right now, the good ones. And if you have a mask, they're really not that effective because of particle penetration. Viruses will penetrate most masks up to an N95 or better, and they leak around the side. So if you wear the mini mate, you have a constant level of protection that you don't have to worry about wearing a mask. If you have a mask, it's better because they've done studies where people wear the mask and the mini mate, and you're really 100% protected from airborne particles if you have a decent mask, an N95 or better. So these are the strategies you need to be using right now. You can't wait because what's happening, and this has happened in previous flu epidemics, the SARS epidemic, everybody panics. They're grabbing all the masks off the shelves. They don't have any, you know, these devices are going to be gone, and you won't have the level of protection where you need it. So the point is you need to do something right now, and this is a device that I would recommend having as part of a protection package. And you mentioned a lot of other strategies. Of course, building the immune system is important. So this is the only effective way you can really reduce particles in your breathing space compared to anything else that's out there. There's no other device that I've seen that can generate the level of ions. So this device produces 120 trillion ions per second. Just think about that, 120 trillion ions per second. That's incredible. That's a stream of unipolar ions that will saturate the airspace around your breathing space. It will precipitate out or agglomerate particles, including bacteria and viruses. And one of the studies they did here in the University of Cincinnati is that they tested the device against E. coli and Pseudomonas fluorescens, which are basically test organisms that they use as what they call surrogate test bacteria. So when you test the bacteria, and they tested also small salt particles at 0.3 microns to 3 microns, and the data suggested that the ionic air purifier was particularly efficient in reducing aerosol exposure in the breathing space when used inside confined spaces. That means you're sitting at a desk, you're in a plane, you're in a confined space, a cabin, aircraft cabin, a bathroom, or small residential rooms or offices. So when you're sitting there and you're generating that level of ions, the particles are going to migrate out of your airspace, your breathing space, and deposit on surfaces. Now, of course, you don't want to touch the surfaces because then you could pick it up by touching it, and you have to periodically clean these surfaces. But the point is you have an effective, efficient device that you can wear all the time. It's very simple. It doesn't affect you in any way as far as causing any problems. It fits in your pocket. It covers a radius of 1 to 2 feet. You have a lithium battery, and I would suggest also getting some extra batteries. But it can be taken anywhere, and it's very, very portable. And this is really a unique device.
Good. I appreciate very much what you're sharing with us. And let me just mention that, unlike in the past, we are now seeing three things happen with WBAI, Michael, and I think you can confirm this. First, we've had, and I want to thank Linda Perry specifically because it was through her.
Gary, you still with us? We seem to maybe have lost your connection. We'll reestablish our connection right away with Gary Null. Let me take this moment to ask for your support. Now, at the $125 level, $125, we'll send you this as a thank you gift to you for supporting WBAI. That is the MiniMate Air Purifier. The MiniMate Air Purifier. Gary has been talking about it and the necessity of protecting and cleaning the surfaces all around your environment, not just the area in the bathroom, but everything else around you. It is $125. The call number is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Please don't sleep on this. Please don't wait on this. And as I'm listening to you talk about this, Gary, you are preaching, as far as I'm concerned, you are preaching to the choir, because I do some of these practices myself each and every day with isopropyl alcohol. I'm touching different computers and laptops and certain things. So I'm very careful about that as much as I can. Phones where different people are using them. It's 516-620-3602. The MiniMate Air Purifier. That's what you're asking for today. And we're offering that to you as a thank you gift during this membership and fundraising drive. So let us hear from you now. Gary, we'll throw it back to you. And our Dr. Spicer is still on the line with us as well. Gary?
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Michael. By the way, Michael,
mm-hmm.
I want you to confirm this, but I was just informed today that WBAI has gained 20,000 new listeners in the last 12 months. And if that indeed is the case, then I want to thank Linda Perry for having the courage to make programming changes that are more in alignment with what the listeners want. Because if you give people what they want and need, you'll get an audience, even by word of mouth.
Yeah, it's a difficult task to perform, being a program director at a Pacifica station, certainly at WBAI. And we appreciate all of the support that we are getting from new listeners that are tuning in now. Tuning in to some of the programs that have been established for years and years, such as yours, and some of the newer programs that are coming into our space, into our orbit. The collaboration that we're doing with other radio stations, particularly PFW, it's a wonderful thing to see. We have some struggles ahead of us, and I think we'll get there. And this is one of the ways I have been fundraising and helping support this program since I started here in 1998. And those of you who have been listening far longer than that have been supporting the Gary Null Show. So we're asking you to step forward and support us. Now, make that call right now. We're standing by. You're getting all of this information commercially free. We don't stop to do anything else but bring you the information. And that's what Gary is doing. That's what his guest is here doing. But we need to hear from you. That is the only way we're going to be able to continue to bring you this information without selling you some kind of bath soap or stockings or automobiles or something like that. We come to you and ask for this support, and you are doing so right now. And I appreciate that. I really, really do. And it's very simple. It's very quick. It takes you all of 3 minutes to make the call in support of WBAI. 516-620-3602. The MiniMate Air Purifiers. Go ahead, Gary.
You're not only getting the MiniMate Air Purifier, which is limited, and unfortunately it's limited, but it's limited. We could only get 100 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just so everyone knows, I don't make one penny off any of this. Now, some skeptics, and these are just bitter, angry people, want to believe, oh, yeah, Gary's doing
this. Yes.
No, you can ask Berthold, you can ask Andrea Katz, you can ask Linda Perry. Berthold paid directly to the manufacturer.
Yes, he did.
So that I have nothing to do with that. I'm mm-hmm. merely the messenger bringing what I believe is the best possible way to prevent all forms of unwanted material going into your body. And therefore, if you're older, you're going to be more challenged, because we're finding that people who are succumbing to pneumonia and the common cold and other viruses are older people. very young and very old because their immune system is not fully developed when they're younger. The immune system is frequently compromised when they're older. So, but you're also getting my documentary on ozone.
That's right.
Because if anybody ever came, and thousands of patients came to the Tri-State Healing Center from 1987 till 2000, then you know that I work with everyone who had all forms of illnesses and help them the best I could with protocols and our medical staff. We had a full medical staff, board certified physicians, top nurses, and Mitch Proppen, the chiropractor. We had Dr. Amar Gadol, the holistic dentist. We had acupuncturists, colonic therapists. We had everyone there. It was a wonderful experience. We saved lives by the thousands. I personally paid for the treatment of over 1,200 persons with full-blown AIDS. And so we are used to working with people, and we educate people. No one ever just gets a protocol. They get a whole education in what you can do to prevent a condition, whether it's diabetes or cancer. So right now, today, we take a look at the world we're living in, and right now, depending upon where you live, you have unpredictable outcomes, meaning we shouldn't panic, we shouldn't hit the emergency alarm, but we should realize that in China, we're not getting the full truth. I have one report that I believe is credible that shows over 1.5 million Chinese infected and over 50,000 dead. Don't rely upon the Chinese to tell you the truth. Mind you, these are the same people who have over 1 million Uyghurs, a whole culture of people in internment camps, and they harvest organs, and they have a whole interned Muslim population. So there's a whole lot of things that I'm not happy with about them and their government. So that same government is going to lie. And then we have other countries like Japan that still has not dealt with Fukushima as if it doesn't exist, and it does, the worst environmental catastrophe in the world for the last 8 years. And they mishandled this completely, totally. They really screwed up and then tried to cover up. So when you have a virus out there and it's spreading and they didn't quarantine people, and America, as dumb as we could be, we allowed known infected people from that cruise ship to go from the cruise ship onto that plane where there were non-infected people. And then what do? Do we track every one of these people? What happens if a person has a relapse? What happens if a person's on a plane and doesn't know that they are infected? What happened to the people who were infected before they got on the cruise ship and then infected other people? What if a person that was infected but was not manifesting high fever, coughs, and fatigue? What if they went to a concert? What if they went into a movie theater? What if they were in an elevator? Their viruses are everywhere. But that's also true of people who just in the normal course of their day-to-day spread viruses. Look at the school teachers that end up with the flu. Look and look at the kids. It starts in a classroom, and then everybody in the house gets infected. You know, it just goes around. Now, fortunately, in most cases, it doesn't end up in people dying. And it doesn't impart you with immunity because it's not like the chicken pox, measles, and other conditions that are infections, not diseases, that you're immune to life. You're not immune to this for life if you've gotten this. So we have to understand that we're walking around almost in a cognitive disconnect. We don't assume that where we're at is an unsafe place, and hopefully it's not. But if you take some of the precautions, I'll give you an example. When I got on a plane, Roy, just pull back from the phone because you're breathing heavy into the mic. So when you're on a plane, you are in a petri dish. By every standard in the world, scientific standard, you're breathing the air. You can't help it. You got to breathe, right? You're breathing the air of everyone else on that plane. Planes are small. There's no place for that to go. The air filtration systems are not going to get rid of all these contaminants. They may have tried, but they don't work the way they should. So what do? I do five things. First and foremost, I spray colloidal silver in my nose and in my mouth every hour, just one spritz. That helps destroy any bacteria, viruses. I also take astragalus. I take echinacea and pal d'arco. Then I also take extra vitamin C and mulberry, or excuse me, not mulberry, but I take a, mulberry is very good, by the way. But I also take a special combination of things that I make with bee propolis and manuka honey. I just put a little bit of manuka honey with coconut oil in the back of my throat and just let it go down. Excuse me, because that will coat your throat. And in both the coconut oil and the manuka honey are antiviral and antibacterial, very good for your throat. Also, coconut oil is good for your teeth and gums. And then I take elderberry. Now, I put a little bit of elderberry, about 2.5 ounces, into a little container, and I just take it on the plane because you're allowed under 3 ounces. And so every 2 hours, I take a sip of that, which is also strongly antiviral. And, of course, if I'm going on a longer trip, I wear a mask, but I wear a special mask, one that's not allowing any air out on the sides, because most of these masks you buy in a drugstore, they allow 50% air right in on the side. So what good is it? And it doesn't have the weave to really prevent the size of a bacteria or virus from getting to you. This, the ones I use are the ones they will use in a hospital operating room, and they are effective. And finally, I use this ionic filter on my chest, and it makes all the difference in the world. Again, let me explain. If you came up to the Tri-State Healing Center, which people did by the thousands, and it was open 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till midnight, and I was there 3 times a day, spent a lot of time with everyone who came in, created protocols for every patient, I would sit there and hold their hands, especially people with AIDS, because in the real world, people were wearing masks and gloves, and somehow they felt that they could get infected with AIDS by contact. And that's nonsense. It was stupid. It was our paranoia. And just imagine what it made a person with AIDS feel like, the social isolation. So anyhow, I worked with 1,200 people who had full-blown AIDS. Not one died under treatment, and 15, 8 at the Tri-State Healing Center and 10 at the Institute of Applied Biology had their HIV and full-blown AIDS conditions reversed. That's a matter of historical fact. We have the documentation to prove it. In any case, I sit there and hold their hands because I wanted to show people this is just a human being who's going through some really serious health challenges, but let's help them on all levels. So we had de-stressing techniques. But I was fully aware that that person may have had things they in their body that were airborne that could have been a problem. So I would just spray colloidal silver, and then once a week, I would make sure I had a vitamin C drip up to 200,000 milligrams. So my immune system was always strong. With the schedule I work, I'm up at 4 and I go to bed at midnight, so I put in some long days every day. And so I'm no more immune than anyone else. It's just that I try to prevent myself from being exposed to something unnecessarily so.
Mm.
So that's what I'm telling you. So we shouldn't panic. We shouldn't go beyond a reasonable sense of precautionary efforts. I don't believe in panic. I believe in precautionary efforts. So if you just try the things I'm suggesting, take more vitamin C, vitamin D every day, echinacea, astragalus every day, olive leaf extract every day. These are inexpensive, easy things to do. Wear the air filter wherever you go, and school teachers in particular, and people who are older who may have a compromised immune system, make sure that you're caring for your immune system. Now, on an upcoming WBI show, I'm going to do a whole program on supercharging your immune system. Not going to do it now. We don't have time. So over to you, Michael.
Well, we're looking forward to that program. But right now, Dr. Spicer, Roy Spicer, is still on the line with Gary. We'll go over to him in a moment. But we want to allow you, take this opportunity for you to make a thank you gift, make a contribution to WBAI, and get as this thank you gift, we're talking about the Mini Mate Air Purifier. It's a $125 tax deductible pledge to WBAI this afternoon at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. As I said, it's only going to take a couple of minutes to make the call, make the pledge in support of WBAI. That's what we're trying to do. And that, speaking of the object of the exercise, is this afternoon. We're listening to Gary Null, an expanded edition of Gary Null. His program airs Monday through Friday at 12 noon. For over 43 years. Am I correct, Gary, about that? 43 years?
March 15th is 44 years.
So 44 years, and I've been tracking that.
A few weeks were 44 years on WBAI.
44 years on WBAI. A lot of time sharing health and nutrition and more things as well. But we're talking today, right now, about this Mini Mate Air Purifier, $125. Make your calls now. Now, we only have 100 of these. 100, that's all we have. So if you want
for now, for now.
But
now what we're doing
is wait on this.
We can't get. I was trying to buy the mask filters, the really good masks, not the junk you see out there. And 10, what was it, Roy? 10 or 20 million were sent to Japan or someplace or China.
Yeah. Well,
there's none available
in production
in America
right now. And somebody called me the other day, biomedical company. They wanted 10 million masks. I wish I had them because the mask, it's a N99. But there's two issues with masks. Not getting into details. There's penetration through the mask and the leakage from the sides of the mask. So most of the masks that are out there, they leak a lot on the sides, up to 50%. So it's kind of a false sense of security. If you're wearing those thin paper masks, they're really not giving you much protection. That's why the Mini Mate is a much better item to have. If you have a mask, wear both of them, because then you're getting much better protection. If you have a minute, I just want to read something from the Centers for Disease Control. This was a teleconference on the update on the COVID-19. This is from Nancy Messonnier. She's the director for National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. This is a national teleconference on their list, but I just want to bring out one section here. It's just take about 2 minutes. This what she says: we're working in close coordination with the State Department to keep travelers informed with up-to-the-minute guidance, including on cruise ship travel, as discussed. We never expected we'd catch every traveler with novel coronavirus from China. It would be impossible. We're not seeing spread here in the United States yet, but it is possible, even likely, that it may eventually happen. Our goal continues to be slowing the introduction of the virus into the U.S. This buys us more time to prepare our communities for more cases and possibly sustain spread. This new virus represents a tremendous public health threat. We don't yet have a vaccine for this novel virus, nor do we have a medicine to treat it specifically. We are taking and will continue to take aggressive action to reduce the impact of this virus that it will have on the communities in the U.S. We are working with state, local, and territorial health departments to ready our public health workforce to respond to local cases and the possibility this outbreak could become a pandemic. We are working closely with healthcare systems across the country to reinforce infection control principles and plans for surges of people seeking and requiring care. We're collaborating with supply chain partners to understand what medical supplies are needed and available. This will help CDC understand why we may need to take more aggressive measures to ensure that healthcare workers on the front lines have access to the supplies they need. We're working with businesses, hospitals, pharmacies, clinics, manufacturers, and distributors to communicate about these measures and what they can do to get ready. I want to direct everyone to a document that will be very informative, and this goes on. The point is, if you're watching the news, you may be hearing about schools shutting down and businesses closing in countries in Asia to reduce the potential spread of this virus. The day may come where we need to implement such measures in the U.S. communities. By next week, we expect to be posting a new web page focused on what CDC is already doing to mitigate the transmission in communities. We recognize the uncertainty of the current situation and so forth and so on.
Okay, let me add a few things to that.
It is a realistic assessment.
Okay, it is realistic, but there are three problems I have with anything the U.S. Department of Health or Homeland Security advises. first and foremost, they're going to be guided completely by the pharmaceutical interest. We've already seen the disaster and the fraud and the lack of honest science in the vaccines they developed already. It's just all about making the money, and this gives them a great opportunity to make a lot of money because no one's going to question it. They're going to have billions of dollars thrown at them. Secondly, the Chinese right now today are using a test of 22,000 to 24,000 patients with vitamin C drips of 20,000 milligrams. We have already sent information that they should, based upon our experience, because we've done more, I've done more research on clinical experience with patients, actual patients reversing disease than anyone else in America with high-dose vitamin C. In fact, I was the one who created the high-dose vitamin C. No one had ever used more than 50,000 milligrams. I went up to 200, and that's where we reversed AIDS and cancers, etc. So we've told them that they're not high enough, and hopefully they'll raise the amount. And thirdly, that ozone is one of the most single powerful things you can get once you're infected. And I've seen a whole spectrum of viral and bacterial infections from the lungs to the brain help be improved or reversed with ozone therapy, and that's why I did the documentary on it. And people are getting that documentary. You're getting the documentary when you call
the
station.
That's right.
Those are the things that are not going to be – they're not going to tell you to take the things preventatively. I just told you they're not going to tell you about vitamin C because they don't know about it, number one. And number two, it would compete with their orthodox model. Now, if they can come up with a vaccine with real clinical trials and really prove that it works, fine. I would support it. I know how they work. You know, I've done 48 articles on vaccines, so I'm not confident. I am confident the other information they shared. I am confident that we're going to see people. By the way, even today as we speak at Dallas Airport, planes are coming in from China. All right? So why did they wait this long to stop all flights until they could go through a process? A person would be quarantined for 10 days before they took a flight, and therefore they're not in that incubation period, because when they put that little meter up to your head, they're reading your body temperature. They're not taking a blood sample. Well, what if you're not yet at the fever infection level? What if you have the virus, but it's incubated? You let someone into the country, let them on an airplane, everyone else on that airplane is going to be exposed.
And then the airplane is recycled back into service.
Without sterilizing.
Gary, you were talking about the ozone therapy, the miracle medicine that is coming with the package that we're offering today. We only have a few minutes left, Gary. Just let me give the number out again. It's 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Right now, we only have 100 available. The ozone therapy DVD, will send that to you also as a thank you gift. But for $125, we will send this to you as a thank you gift for supporting WBAI, keeping this radio station on the air. 516-620-3602. Let us hear from you now. And I know you're going to be calling throughout the rest of this hour and on into the next hour. Go right ahead. Please continue to do that. But do make that call right now. Support us. Sustain this radio station so that we can continue to broadcast this information. Remember the Gary Null Show, Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Gary, I'm going to give the last couple of minutes to you.
Thank you, Michael. First and foremost, unlike any previous fund drive, I insisted that the station pay directly, has nothing to do with me. I don't receive a penny. I'm doing this as a public service. And that they send the money directly to the manufacturers so that the people know that before they make a call, that product has been paid for.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have been able to do it otherwise. It would not have been green lighted otherwise. The Mini Mate Air Purifier, $125. Go ahead, Gary.
And it's paid for. The station paid for them. So I want to thank Bertold to making it a priority. I want to thank Andrea Katz. I want to thank Linda Perry, who all worked together on this because it wasn't easy. But at least now the station will be able to mail these out as soon as possible, and I'm suggesting they start doing this mailing as soon as later in the week, as soon as they process an order properly. So the good news is all of you call right now, up to the first 100, those are all paid for. Their station's going to mail them right out to you. That's never happened before, and I just insisted upon it, and they agreed to it. Then we've already asked, put in another order, because once the general public starts to realize that there are not a whole lot of things out there that can help them but molds and bacteria, then hopefully we'll have and as quickly as possible. I want to give the masks, but there's no way we're going to get masks anytime soon because everybody in the world now, countries, whole countries, want the masks, and they get the priority. But at least this audience, the people listening right now, you care enough about your health. You do not want to get any virus.
Take this opportunity for you to make a thank you gift, make a contribution to WBAI, and get as this thank you gift, we're talking about the Mini Mate Air Purifier. It's a $125 tax